Are you thinking about buying or selling a home, or want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Dockwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Our local sponsors are Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage, Structure Tech Home Inspections, James Tufson with Country Financial, along with Cregan's Construction and Gray Duck Staging and Design. If you like this show, you can find us on many different channels. If you are currently a radio or podcast listener, you can also catch us Saturday mornings on TV. We are on the CW23 at 6:30 and KSTC at 6 a.m. For those watching on TV right now, you can also catch us on AM 950 Sundays at noon, or hit us up on your preferred podcast device by just typing in Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Don't forget to check us out online anytime at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. There you can find all of our past shows, our weekly market updates, along with the latest and greatest searching and researching tools, and our free publications to include the Smart Home Buyer Guide and the Smart Seller Guide, along with the Bricks Report. All of these free for you. If you have any real estate questions, please feel free to give us a call, 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Happy to help answer any of your real estate questions or assist with your real estate needs. All right, joining me today, Chad Preby, Bell Bank Mortgage. Thanks, as always, for coming in. And Jillie Jenkins, welcome back.
I'm back.
Glad to have you back in the studio.
Yeah, we made it.
Yeah. Well, you didn't quite get all the way to where you're going.
For our honeymoon, we didn't make it to Texas, broke down in Oklahoma, but it was fun. We did a whole loop back up and had a blast.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah. I enjoyed following your posts there. It looked like you had a lot of fun. The bobcat story was interesting.
Yeah, the bobcat was ridiculous. Maude had a good time. Maude did a lot of stuff.
Maude, the dog.
My pug.
Yes. All right. So, before we get to our show, which today we're going to be talking about house hunting and open houses in our roundtable. But first, we're going to get to our Twin Cities real estate stats, trends, and news. Starting off with new listing inventory fell back week over week, was at 1384, down to 1309. This is for the 13 county metro area, total number of listings hitting the market. This is actually tracking ahead. This is the first time we've seen it in a while. Tracking ahead of the same time last year by 3.7%. What are we seeing as far as pending sales?
Well, pending sales is kind of having a normal seasonal trend that we would see this time of year. COVID last year messed with our normal trends. We didn't see the same pattern that we do. It was all over the place. So we're seeing a normal fall season right now. Kind of tapers down a little bit, starts coming down in August, jumps up a little bit for right before school year when people are trying to get in before school starts kind of deal, and then starts tapering down again. But we do kind of have a little bit of anomaly the past week. It really did jump up quite a bit for pending sales.
Yeah, that threw me off when I had seen that because I was expecting that downward trend to continue.
Kind of jumps.
Now, it does look like when I'm looking at the most recent numbers coming out to date, that is starting to slow back down. So I think it was, like you said, just a little anomaly.
Yeah.
And we noticed the same as far as showing activity. All of this playing into inventory brought inventory down by one of the biggest drops that we've seen here in the Twin Cities week over week was at 8,240. Now down to 8,025. And this is off of our peak of 8,722, roughly there. Where are we seeing days on market at currently, Jillie?
Days on market is down over 37%.
Over the same time last
year? From last year, which is showing, you know, the inventory, like you said, is largely down from last year also. We've had a very strong seller's market. Even though the market's slowed down a little bit, it's still a seller's market.
Yeah, and this is kind of another surprise out there. I mean, at this point last year, we were moving into that more balanced market range. Mm-hmm. But where we're seeing showing activity, now it did start to fall back after having a little jump for a couple weeks, but our average showings per listing in all price points here in the Twin Cities is now at 3.94, and that's in the 250 to 500K range.
Yep.
This is bringing the market meter for all price points, still in that seller's market range, to a 6.37. That's down week over week from a 6.43. So yeah, still a seller's market, but getting closer and closer to that balanced market range. What are we seeing for interest rates, Chad?
Yeah, interest rates are holding steady. I mean, we're, you know, depending on credit score, property type, and loan program, but a 30-year conventional or anywhere between 3 to 3.25.
Which are still, I mean, we were just talking about it in our weekly meeting, how just a few years ago, interest rates were approaching 5%.
5%, yeah, so that puts it in perspective.
They're still really good.
Yeah, you can't borrow money for much cheaper.
Well, and you know, as far as where our market is going to be going, we should be expecting that holiday slowing. Right,
yeah.
That it's
right.
going to be getting quieter and quieter. And if I was a buyer out there or a real estate investor, this is the time. You have this opportunity of about a month and a half left before it gets crazy, and it will get crazy. It picks up very quickly out there at this time of year as we roll from Christmas, New Year's into...
It's like January 1st. My phone starts going nuts, seriously.
We see almost a doubling of activity from week to week. Once New Year's week ends, going into the week after that, the number of showings picks up by almost twice as much. And it kind of follows that trend for a couple weeks. I mean, it's just amazing how fast our market picks up here in the Twin Cities. So, you know, for buyers out there, a great time to get into the marketplace right now. Maybe not so much in a few months.
Yeah.
For sellers, maybe this is the time to sit back, hold tight for a little bit, start getting your home ready, talking to your agent. When we come back, like I mentioned, we're going to talk about house hunting and open houses and how you can leverage that to the best of your advantage if you're out there looking to buy. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ruben with Structure Tech Home Inspections. Everyone knows you should have a home inspection before you buy a home, but we've heard of home buyers being encouraged to skip the home inspection in this crazy market to make their purchase offer more attractive. Now they're facing tens of thousands of dollars in unexpected repairs. I'm telling you now, don't skip the home inspection. Here at Structure Tech, we can get your home inspected quickly, and we offer a full line of services. Visit us online at structuretech.com to learn more.
Don't fall for the billboards or the clickbait. There is no such thing as today's rate. Mortgages and mortgage rates are individual to you. Chad Preby and Eric Bloomstrand with Bell Bank Mortgage are here to show you the formula to get your best rate. Once you know this formula, you can mortgage shop with confidence. Find us online at chadpreby.com. That is chadpreby.com. NMLS 1462493, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Kurt Duckwall with Bricks Real Estate and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Buying or selling a home is one of the biggest financial transactions people make. Before you make your next move, download our free Smart Home Buyer or Smart Seller guides to give you the edge in our real estate market. From deal hunting to knowing the right repairs for maximizing value, these free guides have it all. Check them out and more at BricksTwinCities.com under publications. Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. As always, if you have any questions for us, reach us after the show, 651-303-0019. You can find that phone number at the bottom of your screen. And for Alyssa, latest, greatest searching, researching tools, TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. Also, as mentioned earlier, there you can find our past broadcasts, market updates, so much more. Today, we're going to be talking about our roundtable here, or semicircular table, whatever you want to call it. We're going to be talking about house hunting and open houses, and how to maybe start your home search, and the way you can leverage these to your advantage. I think a lot of people we've talked about in the past dive into this process in more of the shotgun approach.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe they find themselves, even before talking to a lender, before talking to a real estate agent, they find themselves in an open house wanting to make an offer, talking to that listing agent about making an offer, right? And that's just not the way you want to approach this.
No.
Do not do that.
Now, open houses definitely can be valuable, I think.
I love open houses. It's like window shopping. It's great window shopping. And you know what? Pictures, we've joked before, you can't smell a picture. Wide-angle lens lies.
Yep.
Like, you're going to see it on the MLS, on Zillow or whatever. It's going to look different in person. So it's fun to hop around. It's a window shopping thing. If you're actually serious about stuff, you're going to want an agent involved with you before you make any decisions.
Yep. Well, and there's a way that you can do it where you're actually helping your home search. And there's ways that you can do it that you're not. If you're out there shopping for your home, utilizing open houses as your primary method, you're approaching it starting out kind of, again, that shotgun approach.
Right. Or like doing it before you talk to a lender.
Right.
Too. Yeah. Because you might be looking at a bracket that maybe you can afford, but maybe you don't want to pay that or pay for that lifestyle. Because you have to have it fit your lifestyle, not just your finances.
Well, and you want to make sure that the property meets the conditional requirements, right?
Exactly.
And that's not always the case of every house. And a lot of people, when I tell them in the home buying classes we do, is, you know, not every property qualifies for every type of financing. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
Right? This is, you know, so it's not always just about the how much somebody qualifies for. It's what are your goals? What are you trying to buy here? Making sure you have that right loan set up, having those conversations. And again, involving a trusted real estate agent, if you're reaching out to friends for references, or, you know, doing some research online to hone in. Again, you know, trying to find somebody that you can really trust in this process to guide you as you start out, because it's one of the biggest financial investments that most people ever make until the next time that they do it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and you guys both, sorry.
No, go ahead.
You brought up some good points. And ultimately what you're doing is you're looking for your team, right, as far as your realtor, your lender. Once you find your team, then you can go out and start viewing open houses. And that is a good tool to have, to use. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can go view an open house before you set up a showing, because you may find you just walk in the front door to turn back around, but that's not the right one before you get your realtor involved and spend some time to go view at a list or a showing, pardon me. So it's ways that maybe you can...
Especially if it's a wishy-washy.
A wishy-washy, right?
Right. Like, I don't even know if I like this.
Correct.
And there happens to be an open house today when I...
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, my wife and I did that, and it helped. And it saved our realtor a lot of time with driving across the city to view a house that we already knew wasn't going to be the right one.
Well, and there you go. You answered the question. You knew what you were looking for, and it was more just a curiosity. Using the open house as a curiosity scratcher than actually trying to find the house that you want.
Right. And it is a great way to check out neighborhoods.
Yep.
For sure. Neighborhood.
Absolutely.
That's a big part of open houses, because you don't know necessarily every neighborhood that you might be interested in. Maybe you're running errands and you see an open house and it's not even a house that you'd be interested in. You just want to check out the neighborhood, you know?
Right.
I like that the most for open houses.
Well, I'll bring this. I kind of mentioned it before. You know, you do not want to sit there. If it's truly a house that you actually want, right, that you're really interested in, you don't want to wait for the open. Because a lot of homes, they're not even going to make it to that open house. They're going to be under contract.
Right.
I know with a client I was talking to this weekend, that's exactly the situation. We set up the showing before the open because we knew that it was very likely that that it could sell by the open house time, which it did.
And it's kind of funny, too, because I don't know if you guys have seen this, but when I started in real estate years ago, Sunday was the open house day.
Yeah.
And it's not as much anymore. Because it's sold by Sunday a lot of times.
Well, you have your Thursday evenings and your Saturday opens. So.
Yeah. And most sellers have a goal.
Saturdays are a funner day to go out.
Yeah.
Well, and for leverage, you know, and that's what I mentioned, how to use this stuff for leverage for a seller out there. You know, I find the best way to leverage an open house is actually not do it the very first weekend, but letting the most number of real buyers that are really serious, that are actually in a qualified position, working with an agent, ready to pull the trigger, letting them set up their showings so they aren't sitting there, because a lot of buyers will go, oh, I don't want to bother my agent, I don't want to do that, so I'll just go to the open house. Well, then you end up with an open house that's super packed. And it's kind of uncomfortable, especially these days, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not the best showing experience. So for a seller, I'll say, hey, I like doing open houses, but let's do it the following weekend if by chance we're not under contract. That way we can then use it as the bait. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of buyers out there will think that a house is going to sell at the open. And that's not usually the case. It'll sell maybe before the open.
4%.
Yeah. 4%. Is that national, do you know?
I think it's national.
Yeah, because I think Minnesota, wow. It might be closer. Now, the last couple of years have been a little different, especially with the low inventory. But I've always heard it's more like 1%.
In Minnesota?
Yeah.
I think it's a national stat that 4% is what sells from the open house.
Wow.
Like the buyer comes in to the open house with an agent or without an agent, doesn't matter.
So, I know
so
that,
I would believe a lower one for Minnesota.
Well, I think like California is a state that really they do sell a lot of homes based because of the open houses.
From seminars, I've heard that.
Yeah,
meeting agents from California.
It's
a different animal. Real estate in California.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So if I'm a buyer, I want to get out there before the open house.
If you're really serious about the home, so let's hop back and talk about how do you leverage that open as a buyer? Where is it valuable? Well, you mentioned checking out neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily so much about the house. It's about learning about
driving around, getting around.
Yep. It's also great for checking out layouts, right?
Oh,
That go out, look at that split level, look at that story and a half, right?
Do you have toddlers? Are they going to wander through that open house with you easily?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, good point. Yeah.
It's like test driving.
Yeah.
You know, and a little trick that I use, if you don't want to be, you know, bothered by the agent that might be there just talking your ear off, just walk in and give them your agent's name. Because if you're following the correct steps here, you have an agent at this point.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. One of the fastest ways to getting a home isn't the hop online and start picking homes to go look at or calling off the sign or going to open houses. It's actually creating that plan and following through with it. And it's amazing how quick you find the house that you like. It's that shotgun approach that throws people off.
Oh.
But it's the fear of the unknown, though. Oh, what happens when I fill out the loan application? Oh, I don't really want to bother the realtor this early. I don't know how serious I am.
I don't want my credit pull that's going to give me a hard inquiry.
Right. Right? And all of these are things that you actually want to do. You want to get done and get done early because it makes you ready as a real buyer.
Correct.
I mean,
open houses aren't the real buyer bonus.
Right. I mean, if only 1% of homes
shopping.
Are. Yeah, yeah. If only 1% of buyers are buying at the open.
Sounds like a marketing tool for the agent.
It's a marketing tool for the agent. I do think, though, like when I've tracked back how many homes have sold because of the open, I'm not saying because of the person who came in, but because of the open, quite often it can be a parent that comes through and then tells their kid, and then their kid sets up the showing. Or
neighbors.
A neighbor comes through and then tells the coworker. Right? And that is how it, so opens definitely can be a marketing tool for a seller and work to bring in extra buyers, but the actual buyers coming through the door that day aren't typically
serious.
As serious trigger pullers as the people that are setting up the showings.
And I've like, good even I have a client currently that I'm working with where we had some like positive and negative for her doing open houses before we got serious and talked about stuff together, because when we were driving around doing showings, she knew more about the neighborhoods. Like we were saying, she was like, oh, I did an open house down the road from here for when we pull up a showing. She knows more about the neighborhood. Oh, the house that you had seen before set unrealistic expectations. It wasn't the price range that we're looking in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's positives and negatives to it for sure,
right,
getting started, but it isn't a serious move.
So right.
Very
it's
first,
getting to know more.
I mean, I usually recommend the very first thing. You know, you go out, you have that buyer meeting with your agent, talking about what it is your goals are. That's the huge one. Your goals. What are you trying to do?
Exactly.
So that goes to the buyer priority checklist.
Huge.
Price, size, condition, location, neighborhood, right? All of that in here in our Smart Home Buyer Guide. If you go to TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com, you can pull that up. But again, we jokingly call it the fight starter because it makes you really focus on what is truly the what's really, really, really important to you. And if you want to make yourself angry at yourself, don't be honest with yourself, right?
Yeah.
Because you'll find yourself maybe looking at townhomes when you don't really want a townhome.
Yeah, we did that. Now, that priority, I'm going to say, if there's a major takeaway today, that priority buyer checklist is huge because in Zillow had some stats that came out about a year ago about...
A couple years back.
You know, I wish I would have done stuff differently, right? And one was, I wish I would have bought in a different neighborhood, or I wish I would have bought in a different style of a property, right? And it...
Bought a different condition.
Imagine having that feeling after you just made the largest purchase probably in your life is the...
Buyer
I wish I would have done this
remorse for
different.
Housing is the worst remorse out there.
And that priority buyer checklist is going to give you confirmation of what you want.
Yeah, and if you're honest with yourself and stick to it, and the example that I like to give on this is like if you decide you want to go out and grab dinner for the night, you're not like, I'm open to whatever. You have it probably narrowed down to one to two places in your head, right? And then when you get there, you know down to maybe one or two things at that restaurant that you want to get. Right? That is most of the time, right? Maybe three things on there.
Yeah.
But how often do we go, oh, I'm just going to experiment and try this tonight? At least for me, not too often, right?
I'm different. I always get something different.
Yeah.
But I get what you're coming with from that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, well, you also broke down in Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
But hey, that was a cool experience.
We wish
it was. That sounded fun. No, but right. So you kind of have this general idea of what it is that you're looking for, what it is that you want. And when you hone in on that and be honest about that, then you're going to end up with that home that is truly what you really, really, really want.
Right.
So I usually will do that priority checklist. I'll have people rate it out. Now, here's the real hard part is if you're a couple shopping, you both have to have your checklist line up. Mm. You cannot be off by one because if you're off by one, then you're fighting at every showing why
happens.
One person likes it and the other doesn't. And you're just going in circles and circles. So... Once you've done that, I usually will set up 2 weeks of exploratory showings. This is where we're going out and checking out different neighborhoods, different sizes, and different styles.
Yeah.
And we're not trying to make any of them necessarily line up because we're not looking for that perfect home.
Right.
You're honing in.
Right. I you've seen like the show like Hotel Impossible or whatever, and they go in and they just tear apart what's going wrong and everything that's wrong. Right. Well, I call it this kind of like house impossible. Go in and say everything you don't like about these homes. And that will help us narrow in and get rid of all the properties you might not like.
And a lot of times you don't know until you see it in person.
Totally. Exactly.
You don't know.
Right. Let me piggyback on that for a moment. So as you're doing the exploratory showings, I want you to be reaching out to your loan officer and talking about the numbers on these properties. Mm-hmm. Right. You may not want to buy this property because it's not the right property for you. But what it's doing is setting you up for success on your monthly payment budget, down payment. You can look at different down payment options, which then will give you more confidence when you're done with your exploratory showings. When you find the right property, you can make that offer with confidence.
Right, you
that
know,
exploratory you, showing is so big.
And if you don't have a lender that's willing to give you numbers on like a dozen properties before you're ready, you know what I mean?
You
need a lender that's ready to give you the time before you're asking for a pre-approval.
Absolutely.
Because honing in on what Kirk is saying, the type of home and the area and all that is equally as important as honing in on what does my lifestyle fit?
Right.
Okay, this is the price point that we should really start looking in. This is the tax bracket. We should.
The taxes in the
point.
Exactly.
Because I'll have clients looking in South Minneapolis and Columbia Heights. That's a huge difference in taxes.
Very different.
So you're gonna need to understand if you're buying in one of those areas how different that is for your pre-approval.
Yeah.
So over those couple of weeks, you're working on going out on some showings, exploratory showings with your agent. Again, the goal is not to find that right house there. You're learning about what is going to be the right house. And that's where you sneak in those opens in there too, right? You get those opens in there. You go out, explore some of those as well. That's really how you want to start out approaching home buying and house hunting. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Not every title company is the same. There are many people involved with each real estate transaction, and all of them need to be in the loop or a closing may get delayed. This is why the people at Network Title strive to provide swift scheduling and communication between the buyers, sellers, agents, and lenders. We know moving can be stressful, however, your closing does not need to be. Check us out online at network-title.com.
My name is James Tobson with Country Financial. Anyone can sell you insurance, however, is it going to be the insurance you need? When life pops up with its surprises, you want the right coverage. When it comes time to find or renew your policy, give me a call. I would love to review your existing policy and show you what I can do for you. You can email me at james.tobson@countryfinancial.com or give me a call at 651-365-3408.
Hi, I'm Becca, owner of Grey Duck Staging. With today's home buyers beginning their journey exclusively online, the look and feel of your home matters more than ever. Whether it's a simple in-home consultation, a refresh using your current furniture, or a whole home staging, our goal is always the same: showing your home in the best light and helping you achieve the highest sales price possible. To learn more, visit us at greyduckstaging.com or check us out on Instagram at greyduckstaging.
Thank you again for tuning in to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. As always, you can check out our past shows at twincitiesrealestateshow.com. Before we wrap up, I'm going to highlight a couple listings here. We have Lauren Byers, 825 Berry Street, unit 103 in St. Paul. This is a 2004 condo, two beds, two baths, and two parking spots. This is listed at $340,000, and it has its own private entrance. I know that is an awesome feature when you're looking at condos, those ground floor, bringing in groceries, having deliveries. It's pretty sweet. All right, as well as has many updates to include new appliances, hardwood floors, lighting, and much more. We also have listed by Bree Lynch. This is 3843 DuPont Avenue North in Minneapolis. This is a two-bed, two-bath, and a two-car garage as well. Listed for $189,000. This one features a new addition that's on there, perfect for hosting, as well as a main floor and upper level bath. Not as common in those older homes, so nice little feature there, as well as extra deep closets. I'd like to thank two of you guys for coming in again.
Yeah.
Jilly
thank
and
you.
Chad, thank you so much.
I love
much.
Seeing you guys.
Thank you, Kurt.
Yep. As always, TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. Any questions, 651-303-0019. We'll be back next week.
People always ask realtors, what is your commission? But what they should be asking is, what is your rate of return? Commissions only vary by a couple of percent from agent to agent. However, the price per square foot you get just based on their experience and the quality of marketing they use can vary by 10% or more. At Bricks Real Estate, our agents use the right marketing and have the experience to get you top dollar for your house. See what we can do for you at BricksTwinCities.com.
Not every title company is the same. There are many people involved with each real estate transaction, and all of them need to be in the loop or a closing may get delayed. This is why the people at Network Title strive to provide swift scheduling and communication between the buyers, sellers, agents, and lenders. We know moving can be stressful, however, your closing does not need to be. Check us out online at network-title.com.